Good evening. We're here with George Hibben, director of Stein Sales for the Rookwood Pottery here in Cincinnati, and Nikkei Swan, who's vice president of sales. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
We're here today to discuss a unique collaboration between the estate of Edie Harper, wonderful Cincinnati artist and wife of our beloved Cincinnatian Charlie Harper, and the collaboration with Rookwood Pottery. Tell me about that collaboration.
This conversation actually started over 4 years ago when the Harper family actually were considering Rookwood to do the Charlie Harper collection, but the company wasn't ready at the time to take on such a large brunt of work. And then Brett came back last fall with Edie Harper, and yes, we would have loved to have taken on the Charlie Harper work first, but being that Rookwood was established by Mariah Longworth Nichols to empower women in the arts and pottery, it makes perfect sense that we would have taken on the Edie Harper project first.
Let's stop right there for a second. We at the table here today are aware of that, but many of our listeners may not be aware of the important role that women played in American art pottery, and in particular in Rookwood. George, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, very often because of Mariah's influence, decorators were largely female in terms of Rookwood's history and currently. Probably a finer touch, and it just works within the industry to have so many female decorators.
And so that brings us to Edie Harper, and tell us about the new tiles that are being released.
What we did is we sat down with the Charlie Harper studio and discussed what were some of her most popular works. We looked around the plant and realized that we hadn't produced a lot of things with cats on them currently at Rookwood. So the first two pieces we selected were actually out of her collection of cats. And the first one is Nine Tails, which she had a very whimsical way with her artwork and very clever name. So as some of these pieces come out. So Nine Tails, basically, there's an image. There's a cat actually chasing a mouse, and they're running through cat tails. And so it's pretty whimsical. And you have to look closely to find the mouse in that image.
You have to count all nine, but they are there.
I didn't see the mouse, but I did count, and I got nine. So yeah. We're all in agreement. We're up on our math. George, tell us about Fishful Thinking.
Fishful Thinking is a cat behind a fishbowl, and you have to interpret it as, is the cat looking at dinner potentially or some friends and just enjoying them swimming about? So it's, again, very whimsical. It's in an 8x8 format. The Nine Tails is in a 5x12 format.
Tell us about the recent release of these tiles.
They were released at the Art Museum 2nd of May.
Yeah, and it was in conjunction. Brett Harper actually had the book signing at the Art Museum, so we released the tiles in conjunction with the book signing at the Art Museum, and with the book and the tiles were very well received.
I'm going to guess that with this collaboration with the Harper family, that Rookwood may have some future plans for additional releases. Nikkei, tell us what's on tap.
Yes, we have actually two additional cat tiles planned for the fall, and I'm not going to say what those are as yet, but like I said, they're going to be as whimsical and as exciting. And Edie has a number of series. She did a series that was based on biblical stories, so that could be fairly interesting. Like we said, we just want to bring her and her works to the forefront, bring them to life.
What's involved in the process of taking a drawing or a painting and converting it into a tile? What goes on behind the scenes?
You would take the design and then adapt it so that it works in clay. So you might have to make sure that the design transfers to the clay pressing process. And then in the decorating process, you would take the original artwork and get the colors. And so then we go into an R&D process with our color matching. The decorators, they might give us three different variations, five different variations, and the one that is closest, that's the one that goes into production.
And when you're saying they give us variations, what's the physical side of that? What does that look like?
It would be different glaze colors, different combinations of colors. Do we go with a gloss glaze? Do we go with a matte glaze? What shade of blue might we use? We test all the different variables and come up with different renditions.
The tiles, as I looked at them in a photograph, look to me like they have some texture to them, do they not? They're not perfectly smooth on
that top. That is the quaint relief detailing that is the classic outline of the particular design.
Then tell us about how that gets made.
That particular process would be carved into a plaster master to mimic the design. So then you have those lines for the original artwork.
And it's a quite interesting process because this requires collaboration through all departments in the company. So we have to be thinking as we make lines, as things are incised or embossed. So incised means an indentation into the tile, and embossed means a raised object coming out of the tile. So we have to think about how are we going to apply glaze to it? What do we want to be able to have glaze pool in or run off of? So it's an integral, challenging process. And you always have to think about positive, negative space. I mean, it's a challenge for a team, but like I said, they have to be collaborating because we have to also be thinking, what is the final product going to look like? What are the colors? So each glaze has its own characteristics. And so some will just run right off the tile versus they need a perimeter to pool within, and others are going to hold tight at all times.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but the glazes, when they are applied, are not the color of the glazes when they come out of the fire. And that's something I think the general public...
When I give tours at Rookwood, I definitely highlight, we have a rosy mauve that can go anywhere from a green to a cobalt blue to a purple. And so the decorators, they can't trust their eyes as to what they're working with. They have to know what they're doing and where it goes, because even when it's down, there's a dusty rose, there's a different shade of dusty rose, and they turn into different colors at temperature when they fire.
And pretty amazing, especially when we think about the scenic vellums of the early Rookwood work and how amazing that is that those colors were applied.
A lot of skill.
A lot of skill is right. What's coming up at Rookwood?
We have quite a few things. What's most significant in my eyes is obviously we're having the MLB coming to town with the
All-Star Game.
We're presenting a new series. They're doing an extension. We currently have one tile that we call the Spirit of Baseball tile. We're now looking to extend that line, and we have a batter-up tile that we're going to add to that series, and then four coasters. And the coasters are quite exciting because they feature different pitches. So there's four different pitches, and on the back of the coaster, it actually tells you how to position your hand to perform these pitches.
That's terrific. Will you be able to offer those at the All-Star Game, or are there issues with that?
Obviously, there's always MLB licensing, so we're working through marketing and promoting that to see how far we can take it as far as going towards MLB, but obviously, we want this series, as we call it, the Spirit of Baseball. We want this series to appeal to all baseball fans across the country, across the world.
And this is one reason for folks to keep coming back to us, whether they check us out on the website or come to the Final Fridays or come to the showroom on Ray Street, that they will always see new and interesting product. We have so many pieces coming out in the next few months. This is an exciting time right now.
And one of the things we're trying to do is leverage our artists internally. So one of the things we're starting to do, and give them some latitude, because as we know, Rookwood right now, we're a production company. But at the same time, we have artists who work within this production system. So we're trying to find outlets for them to be more creative and bring some of their own ideas to life. So you're going to see a lot of hand-drawn pieces now. And then just from a production standpoint, we're working on the Museum Center tile. And this is something people have come in and requested for us. Year in, year out. When are you going to have a Museum Center commemorative tile? So we're finally going to bring that to the market as well.
I think that's really exciting. Gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for being with us today. George Hibben and Nikkei Swan for their time and their information. They represent Cincinnati's proud Rookwood Pottery, located in Over the Rhine. We invite you to contact Rookwood. Consider making a visit to their wonderful location downtown. For more information on the Rookwood Pottery and the release of the Edie Harper tiles, visit our always updated website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Stuart Holman.